This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver City Council voted Monday to ban most flavored tobacco products from store shelves in the city. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
By an 8-3 vote, the council outlawed the sale of things like flavored cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and vape liquids. Dr. Terry Richardson says flavors like menthol make it easier to start consuming tobacco, which is linked to a host of ill health effects.
Menthol is harming our kids and our communities.
Altria, the maker of Marlboro cigarettes, has warned about flavor bans potentially leading to an illegal market. The new rules don't include hookah, premium cigars, and pipe tobacco. The change goes into effect in July of 2023. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Republican Representative Doug Lamborn is joining his party's effort to remove a military red flag law in this year's defensive spending bill. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
The red flag law involves service members accused of domestic violence. According to military.com, it would allow civilian law enforcement to carry out protection orders issued by military courts, including seizing weapons. Supporters say it ends a requirement that military spouses seek protective orders from two separate courts when in danger. But Lamborn and other Republicans argue the policy violates Second Amendment rights. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Vehicle registration renewal reminders will not be mailed in December due to program updates at the Colorado Department of Revenue, meaning if your vehicle registration expires in January of 2022, you will not get a reminder until your registration is already expired. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Today is a special Tuesday. It is Colorado Gives Day, so make today the day that you support the news and the music that you depend on at coloradogives.org. And thank you.